This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Audibly Legible Radio.
Yo, yo, what up, everyone? I am Iwakalep79. This is Audibly Legible Radio Show presented by Simplecast. The story continues. So, we're now at about a point where, you know, we moved in 1990 from Norwalk to Whittier, and that's pretty much where a lot kind of started to happen musically for me. Because that's where we were. We were actually in Whittier when I was asked to be in the Quinceañera. Okay. But that's kind of where it all started. And then I met everybody that was in Whittier that was doing music and stuff. And we really connected, because everybody was really trying to be different, right? And that was the whole thing about being an MC, is that you wanted to stand out amongst your peers. And, you know, that was the cool thing to do when we were young, is not to sound like the next man. I know you wouldn't tell with today's music where everybody is trying to sound the same, but it was cooler to not sound like anybody else. And I know you've probably seen documentaries and you heard, but that's really what it was. And I'm saying that as just an underground artist, that's how we felt. We were just fans and listeners that felt like, well, maybe one day I'll get to contribute, maybe I'll put out a record or whatever. But yeah, and so here we are. And so now, at that point, being out there, I'm getting introduced to a lot of new music, right? So I told you about Roach at the parties and stuff. So I'm going to new parties, I'm going hearing other DJs, and I'm hearing a lot of music, a lot of the new house music that's going on in my generation. And I dig it, you know, I'm right there, you know, dancing and enjoying myself. But at the same time, there's so much good hip hop that's being brought to me. I'm getting people that are like, dude, you gotta check out my mixtape. Or they're like, you gotta check out, you know, but they don't want to give you a dub, you know? They're like, oh man, you haven't been to Unity? And I'm like, yeah, well, where is it? They're like, oh man, you gotta find out for yourself. And so there was always this, like, oh man, you know, like, if you don't know, you better find out. But they're not gonna tell you, you know. So it was cool. There was so much about that. And I was just talking with my boy Ed about that the other day. Like, every time Ed and me talk, it's nothing but hip hop. It's like, from the moment I met him almost 10 years ago, like, it's been a run on paragraph of just like hip-hop facts and memorabilia, and have you seen this podcast or that podcast, and I don't know, I love it, it's great. Big ups my boy Ed, weapon of the masses. So at this point, all of the music that I'm getting, like, I'm having to like work my butt off to get it, first off. But then I have my boys, like my boy Gilly J, big ups Curtis and King, all my boys, rest in peace, my boy Vince, Michael, Plagues, you know, it's the city that I come from, is the city on the move, Norwalk, and people are always coming and going, unfortunately, and Yeah, it's unfortunate. I just recently lost someone, so I just wanted to kind of... I haven't really mentioned that out loud until just now, but I wanted to send my respects to them and their families. Okay, so going back, we have... I'm at shows all the time. I'm at, what was it called? I think third place was Lime Green Spot that he had over there in Long Beach. And then there was Elements on Melrose on Sundays. There was the Foundation Funk Collective over in Pomona. And then there was the Project Blowed. There was other places. There was other like things going on. I remember Beats, Rhymes, and Life was one of the monthlies, I believe, that they had. There was a lot. I have flyers. I gotta pull out my old flyers, and then I'll be able to get a lot more into detail about all that. But yeah, so these shows are with people. Like, let me just kind of give you, for instance, one of the shows that I remember vividly. My boy, Martin Ledesma, he was, shout out to Danny Way, Danny Montoya, and all the cats from Long Beach. You know, he would, like, come, like, know all these, like, spots, right? And be like, dude, you gotta roll with me. We're going to this show. And wouldn't tell me anything except, you know, it's gonna be dope. So, of course, he's my man. I'm like, okay, so here we go. And this particular show was so dope. First off, let me just paint the picture for you. My boy used to drive... It was a silver Isuzu Impulse, okay? And if you guys Google an old silver Isuzu Impulse, it looks a lot like a DeLorean, okay? DeLorean, if you guys know, Back to the Future. Okay, so we, like, and he mobs this thing, right? And we're, like, in it, like, I love it. And we get out there. And speaking of mobbing, you know, we got our cans and mean streaks and stuff like that. If you guys don't know what a mean streak is, it's a like a paint marker. And so we're just, you know, from where we, you know, pay to park, because this is in downtown LA, right? So this is in this little, it's actually like kind of like a puta bar now, you know what I mean? Like over... I think it 9th in Broad or 11th in Broadway, somewhere over there. It used to be the Hacienda, right? You walk down this first flight of stairs, and then you walk to the right, and then there's another flight of stairs. And then as soon as you walk, there's like to the left, there's like the dining area. To the right, there's the bar. Straight ahead, there's the dance floor and the stage. And it's crazy because... everybody had to go in and out through the same door. So there was no backstage or none of that stuff. So it was not uncommon for you to see celebrities right there. And I think on this particular night, it was me, my boy Marty Mar, and my boy Gilly J. We went out there and we were going to see J. Rue the Damaja. And Law the Dark Man, I believe. Right? And that day, we're there. And his suit, like, I don't know how my boy knows Exhibit, but he knows Exhibit, right? So he walks in, my Exhibit puts his arms around my boy, like, hey, man, what's up? Come on over here, man. Let me get you a drink. My boy's old enough to drink, right? Exhibit puts his hand around, come on, man, you're with my man here. Come on. And we walk over, and he gets me a drink. Now, mind you, I'm only 17 years old, but, you know, my boy gets me, like, my little thing, you know, my little wristband through Exhibit, and so I'm right there drinking with them, and we're just chopping it up. Like, I'm just like, yeah, this is cool. And I know who Exhibit is already, you know. He has close connections with people that in my city that, you know, in Norwalk that I was growing up with. If you guys know, rest in peace to my boy Jay Turner, TRT, the record Turner. He actually produced his first single ever called The Paparazzi. So if you guys know anything about that, yeah, big ups Jay Turner, rest in peace. And so, yeah, we're just like chopping it up right there and enjoying ourselves. He goes and says what's up to Muggs and B-Real from Cypress Hill. And so we're right there chopping it up, smoking with them. And these guys are celebs. I mean, let's be fair. Like, I'm a kid. Like, I'm just like a skater, graffiti, like hip-hop kid, you know. And this is like major for me. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is what's up. And so we're... And okay, on this night, I think I mentioned it before, but David Faustino was the host. Everybody knows him as Grandmaster B, Bud Bundy, and all that stuff. But yeah, David Faustino was hosting that night. DJ Mark Love, I think DJ C Minus were the resident DJs that night. And J-Rock. J-Rock, I think, was also there that night. And it was just an incredible night for hip hop. But just a like an amazing night for me particularly. So yeah, I'm just, you know, I really wanted to convey that and share that particular story because that was the air, that was the atmosphere at that point. I mean, and like I said earlier, at these shows, there was nobody on really at that point. They're like Cypress Hill and them were on, Muggs was on, but the people that were on were the people that were headlining these events. Everybody else that was opening up and stuff, they represented what we are now. You dig? Like, as far as, like, me being an independent artist with the Weapon of the Masses, Cola Crew. But this is... And so that's why we put in work, because we figured, oh, maybe we could be like CV. Maybe we could be like Freestyle Fellowship. Maybe we can, you know... And I got to imagine hundreds of... other crews felt the exact same way, and other MCs and stuff. So, you know, it was a huge influence. It was amazing to be a part of that. You know, like blunt smoke in the air. I remember the area where you would dining area. Like people would just be sitting out, and there'd just be blunt guts everywhere. It was some kind of amazing. Let me tell you. and then it was like. It's a sweat box, right? So there's nothing but blunt smoke in the air. You're breathing just recycled smoke and getting higher and higher and higher. And then at the same time, your energy is so high because you're just dancing all over the place. You're having a great time. As soon as the show, you're like right there. At least I was. This is my experience. Like, I was very lending to the experience of being there. And so it was dope. And so that was that particular show, right? We left there, mobbed all the way back to the car. When I mean mobbed all the way back, we were writing on walls and doing all kinds of silly stuff, you know what I mean? Like then, you know, got in the ride, went, got some tacos, you know, it's like 2 something in the morning. And then go home and call it a night. And that's what hip-hop was. And still is in so many ways. You know, it was amazing. This is downtown L.A., okay? This is like, what, 1994, 95? You know, so it was just great. It was great to have been able to say that I was a part of that. And... you know, those days, the things that happened then influenced me then and still influence me now. So, you know, I'm gonna try to like go back and recollect more with regards to shows. I'll try to find some flyers of shows that we've attended and but this is pretty much now, this is the period from 93 Let's say until 98 that I'm describing right now. And so what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play some music from that time, the stuff that I was listening to during the time of 93 to 98, and see what you guys think. Hope you enjoy it. Audibly Legible Radio.
You get flushed in a falling Niagara. Gush and gore is what you're in for. The only Clinton that I listen to is George. Speak of the devil, one world president. Rebels hesitant, chant change. It's another nail in the coffin. Beware of the false prophet and the angels with the last seven plagues. Hell, they'll carve your eyes and nose into a pattern. Your head is now an ornament, a jack-o'-lantern. Hypocrite Benedict State. Oh my God, I'm atheist for Christ's sake. Never let us catch you worshiping any statues or the mark of the beast. Any tattooed forehead branded, God can't stand it. Showing you his last name ain't damn it. One fled, but now he's dead. I subtracted 3/6 from the back of his head. Dead again, didn't wanna die. Iodine.
Frontline and Center for Inspection Private, what type of style is that? What do you mean, sir? I mean, what type of style do you, maggot of AMC, call yourself carrying? I carry like an aquarium type of style. Did you have one specific in mind? There's an ocean Pacific of mine, sir. Dismiss, Private Fish. I'd like to see you in my office now. We're not gonna have any of this starfish, halibut, hardfish. You understand me? Yes, sir. I can't hear you. Yes, sir! And when it come to new styles, few style, like I do love two style. Ooh, who are these MCs with their 50 paws on my Suki draw styles up from the bottom of my well? While suckers put their ear to that nigga fish shelter, hear a new style, a 32 style. And I know it seems that maybe you kinda overlooked it, but nigga, you knew that style was dangerous when you took it. Don't bust black, dearly beloved. We gathered here today to pay our final respect to this newly departed style. It was a good style, it died so young. Why so young, snatched from the tip of a tongue and it's prime. Just rhyme on rhyme, crime. Gotta stop, but I can't. Cause I'm at the thousands in your styles to pass the faster than expected.
Expected.
Eclectic, rejected, collected, dissected. This is what dreams are made of, nigga. Me being able to say what I really wanna. Yeah, you ain't gonna shoot, shoot then. Shoot me, don't shoot them, shoot. You talk shit like your mouth was a duke, shoot, duke. I'm about to nuke your small planet and turn everyone who looks to me to granite. Oh my, where am I? I need stilts, my legs are too high. My arms are too short, I need crutches, I need help.
Get bucked. If you're feeling lucky duck, then press your luck. I snatch fake gangster MCs and make them faggot flambe. Your nine spray.
My mind spray, malignant mist that'll leave caught defunct. The results, your remains stuffed in a car trunk. You couldn't come to the jungles of the East, popping that gang, you won't survive. Get live, catching wreck is our thing. I don't gang bang or shoot out bang bang. The relentless lyrics, the only dope I slang. I'm a true master, you can check my credentials, cause I choose to use my infinite potential. Got a freaky, 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 freaky flow. Control the mic like Fidel Castro. Like Cuba, so deep that you can scuba dive. My job's origin is unknown, like the Jubas. I've accumulated honeys all across the map, cause I'd rather bust a nut than bust a cap in your back. In fact, my rap snaps your saprarilliac. I'm the Mac, so I don't need to tote a Mac. My attack is purely mental and its nature's not hit. It's meant to wake you up out of your brainwashed state. Stagnate nonsense, but if you persist, you'll get your snot box bust. Your press up on this, I flip, hoes dip. None of the real niggas skip. You don't know enough math to count the mics that I rip. Keep the dirty rotten stamp as his verbal weapon spit.
Uh-oh, heads up, cause we're dropping some shit. Uh-oh, heads up, cause we're dropping some shit. Uh-oh, heads up, cause we're dropping some shit. Uh-oh, heads up, cause we're dropping some shit.
Real, rough, real. And rugged, shine like a gold nugget. Every time I pick up the microphone, I drug it, unplug it on chumps with the gangster battle. Leave your nines at home and bring your skills to the battle. You're rattling on and on and ain't saying nothing. That's why you got snuffed when your bump heads were dirty rotten. Have you forgotten? I'll tap your jaw. I also kick like Kung Fu flicks by Run Run Shaw. Made fraud bleed every time I G, cause I perfected my drunkard style like Sam Seed. Pseudo psychos, I play like Michael Jackson when I'm bussin' ass and breaking backs. Inhale the putrefied aroma. Breathe too deep and you'll wind up coma. Toast the king, I'm hard like a fifth of vodka. And bring your click, cause I'm a hard rock knocker. I gotcha out on a limb, about to push you off the plank. Let you draw your cross, but your burner shot blanks. When the East is in the house, you should come equipped. Come equipped.
A hornet, knuckleheads get live and set it off if you want it dirty. Rotten sound rules is crushing clues, no jokes, for styles more fatal than secondhand smoke. Don't provoke the wrath of this rhyme inventor, cause I blow up spots like the World Trade Center. Come with this super duper on his assault mission. The text technique, cause he's a technician. Wishing he'll go away won't help the weapons. Cock then skills a shot, cause any idiot can let off a Glock. Hard rock smelling the clutch of the sun toucher. You claim you got beef on the streets, so whatcha gonna do when real niggas roll up on you and you don't got your crew? Pull your glockin', but you don't got the heart. You was webbed straight from the start. Bought a tool and didn't learn how to use it. Got lost in Brooklyn, so you had to lose it. Just for frontin', you got that ass wet. Wet.
I know who took it. I know it's so tagged because the fag writes his name crooked. The ink I use might stink, but you gotta think I got my props, hops, cause my tags don't shrink. I'm tagging and bagging bitches cause my name is famous in the street, cause they know my name's from cruising in the Jeeps. So yo, grab a can and put your man up and stand up for the fresh, never stale niggas off the third rail. Deep dark and black like the Magnum I pack. It's that artifacts chat from the wrong side of the track.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I load my backpack with spray paint to markers to spark the tagging up a trip. I catch the path, take a trip to the train yard to think back when I used to write that shit that used to hit. Had all the mad color tips. Breaking was my thing, I used to spin the back. I never thought I'd spin the wax with tracks to make your hands clap. I could've went the other way, but no how. I got my dap on the mat with the big down to a spray cap. Niggas used to doubt my clout, but now I turn them out. They shout my shit about town like they wanna be down. Avoid the crowds who wanna stab me in the back. Enough of that, watch the third rail track, cause I don't wanna get zapped. Pieces to burn to show my name, no shame. Don't wanna put the blame down on my nigga tame. Brothers don't wanna see me grow to get my cash flow. I have the remorse, so check me out in the source.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I burn my name up quick like a tie stick. As red as my eyes get, I still rocks the fly shit. Fat with some ultra flat black, catch a wreck in a sec. Wet paint ain't shit when I'm on the set. I'm live like the third rail, on time like the PAP train. The name Tame alone got fame, so fuck a last name. I tags mad when I drag a fat jacketism. Coming out with new additions like Mike Bibbins. I get a sticker from my nigga with the back of him. Write my name on him, then I peel off the back of him. And stick him to victims of underground systems. If the toys bring the noise, me and my boys are gonna diss. In conclusion, don't snooze when two niggas from New Jersey kick the mad graffiti slurs or kick the fakes to the curb. The artifacts, Jack, bringing the artifact back. Some seem to forget about the error that caught wreck. So remember this agenda when you slip in to enter the artifact zone, cause graffiti's still prone to kick ass, pizzazz, less that we tag. Why is that black? Because the whack Jack was known as a fag. So don't cross the path, that's a gat to your back. The artifacts out, wrong side of the tracks.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
What is it, man? I got 20 foot burgers, man.
Yo, that's how it is.
Yo, put me up on that, all right?
Hey, put you up on this flip.
Yeah, where's going, yo?
Yo, man, who got my fat cat?
Yo, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oak. You know, he's dope. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to up you on how we just chill.
Dollar seven digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus, she got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swinging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the fattest dog I ever seen. The weather's keen in Cali, getting weed, it makes it feel like Maui. Now we feel the good vibrations. So many females, so much inspiration.
I get inspired by the blunts too. I'll front you, if you hang with the bunk crew. I roam the strip for bones to pick. When I find one, I'm gonna take her home and quickly do this. I need not explain this.
chill.
This is how we chill from 93 tip.
Just cooling out, you know what I'm saying? But who's chilling around the land, you know?
Yo, who's chilling? I think I know who's chilling.
Yeah, tell me who's chilling in that place.
Yo, Casual, you know, he's chilling.
Yo, Pat Love, he gotta be chilling.
Jay Biz, you know, he's chilling.
Hey, yo, man, my man Snoop is chilling, man.
Yo, Mike G, you know, he's here chilling.
Yeah, my man Mike P, you know, we gotta chill.
Yo, the funky homo sapien is chilling.
Hey, my man Domino, yo, he's chilling.
What up, y'all? This is Ewocalypse, Out of the Legible Radio. I want to say thank you to all of our listeners, and thank you for all your support. Stay tuned.